The following talk was recorded at Libra Planet 2023, Charting the Course, an annual conference on current issues in ethics, social justice, and technology from the Free Software Foundation. Libra Planet is a live conference, and speakers often use slides and other visual tools to assist their presentation. You can see the videos of these talks at media.libraplanet.org or on the FSF PeerTube channel. Libra Planet speakers do not represent the mission of the Free Software Foundation. We host speakers talking about their uses of free software in different kinds of political and commercial work. The FSF supports their freedom, but does not take a position on any political issues other than those necessary to uphold the principles of free software. Like all the FSF's work on behalf of the freedom of all computer users, Libra Planet is made possible by thousands of individuals. To keep our work going, please consider becoming an associate member via my.fsf.org/join. or by making a donation at my.fsf.org/donate. You can stay informed by subscribing to our newsletter, The Free Software Supporter, at fsf.org/fss. For more information on Libra Planet, please visit libraplanet.org/conference.
Hello, everyone. I'm Reinaldo. I am one of the members of Haskell Math, and we are putting this strategy to learn to improve the learning of programming using Haskell and in a different way as reading books or by classes. The idea is using well, this is a Triskel, and first of all you use a new cane UK application is a bash script, and if you run UK, you get this simple output. You copy the first when you copy the first line UK multiply and this URL, this reference, and you run this. Okay, I change. This is a comment, but the idea is to put a name here, the name of the kata in. I use code words as a to get the katas because it has only using Haskell about 1,800 katas, different katas. So the idea is to enter this. Okay. And you, yes, first of all, you create the directory, okay, and then you get this very fast, and this is the application. As you see, there are four windows, an editor, a div git, okay, a div git. When you see your changes of the code, this is a compiler output. So when you start the application, it compiles perfectly because it uses a very simple output that is always true. So it's green. It compiles perfectly and passed the test. this is the test. Okay, And here is a window when you enter the commands, okay, and automatically show this. Not only is for your commands, but for your for the instructions. Okay, you see next steps. You can follow the next steps, and it's very easy to follow them. In the next slide, we can see what happened when initially you enter the first line. New K, multiply the name of the kata in your computer, okay, the reference and the name. I suggest this is a comment, but I suggest put here the name of the kata in this case in code words. Okay, so create the kata. Okay, first of all, create a directory for your katas. And compiles, and then, okay, it uses Git to document what you are doing, and it shows you the log. Automatically create a skeleton. That's what the new K made, and then put these files, edit these files, and uses CDRs to take care of what katas are you dealing with. Okay. And then, well, that's it. And well, we can talk about the test files. There are two important files, very very important files. One of them is the test file. Okay, this is spec. Multiply spec in this case, okay. Multiply because the name of the kata is multiply. Multiply spec, and if you can see, well, this is the editor, okay. This is what you have to work. You have to work with only this small part of the code. This the other code we can call it boilerplate. So the important thing is this only. Okay. This is you can see some important shortcuts. Okay, to show IDE. To exit IDE, Shift Alt or Meta P, Shift Alt P, Shift Alt Q to exit, and you can activate one select window using Shift Alt 1, Shift Alt 2, Shift Alt 3, Shift Alt. We'll see this immediately, and these are important shortcuts using Emacs. Okay, especially next slide. Yes. Look at this documentation. With this documentation, is the only you need to start a hackathon based on Katas, or your is the only you need to set up a kata. Okay, the name of the kata, in this case multiply, the name of where is the reference for the kata. The line you compose using the name and the reference and the comment to start the kata, and to set up the source file, you only need this simple line. This is the name of the kata. The program put it automatically. And let's start with the test using a test standard approximation to programming. Okay, so you only need only this small piece of code, a describe, multiply in this case is a name. It's a string, so you can write whatever you want. In this case, the most simple is putting the name of the function. Okay, you are trying to convey. The kata is about a multiplication. How to make a multiplication? Very simple kata. Secondly, you have the describe, okay, and it, and you have two elements for each it. What you can see when the what you want to see when your test pass, okay, and this is of course a string, okay, multiply. You can put whatever you want. The idea is when, and the test is next to it. The test is multiply, in this case 7 should be 49, okay, and this is you need to set a simple, very simple test for each kata. Each kata must have a test, okay. So look at this, look at it, and try to. The idea is to, okay. To in this case I added the code, but you can replace it if you want, okay. Look, yes, and next one, okay. This is the source file, okay. The last one was the test, and if you change the buffer, okay, you can get the source code. This is the source code untouched as the program set it, and you only need to set the types. Okay, look, multiply, it's the type of the of multiply is you have an integer and another integer, and you get a new integer. So 7 multiplied by 7 is 49. This is Haskell, very very simple and very very mathematical language, and this A and B, you can see multiply A and B without the very clean. You don't need any other element. It's simply multiply A, B equal undefined, and that's it to set the kata. Okay, this is when you set this, okay. Here you are. Okay. Next. Okay. If you press Shift Meta 3, okay, you pop up this window. Okay, and with the result of the compilation. Okay, it passed the test because you. Wait a minute. Oh, this is after. Look at after. Excuse me. This is after. Excuse me. This is before save the file. You can see the files aren't saved yet, but you can save it with Meta P, okay? You because it's a shortcut for Emacs in this case, okay? It's programmed by the Haskell Kata environment, okay? So when you save the files, look what happened. Yes, this is what happened. You can see there is a red situation. It compiles, okay? It compiles because this the syntax is correct, but and obviously don't pass the test because it's undefined. Okay, undefined is let's say a function, and compile it is correct, is but don't pass the test. Okay, you need from this slide to the other side, from this side to another. You scroll down. Excuse me. Scroll down this. Okay, you can scroll down, and you get this. You can see this white block with the compiling. Okay, and this is the string. This string is exactly this string. Basic test, multiply, basic test, dummy, in green is this dummy, okay, in green. And ID 42 should be 42. Because it's always true, so you can get green. This test, this dummy test. Of course, you can delete this, okay, when you like. And this is the test you set up, and obviously, is these tests are in red because don't pass the test. Okay. Yes. Ah, this window, you can see what you are modified. So it's easy to follow the what are you done with your code. Okay. So it's fast to revise and be sure what you are doing. Okay, this one. Okay, and let's continue with the instructions. Okay, the instructions go to Code Words and update these local files. Okay, multiply spec. If you go to reference, you can see. Almost this aspect, not exactly, but you can get all the elements. needed to, but my idea is not showing code words, because you can it's not mandatory. You instead of using code words, you can give the information. It's about 4 or 5 lines, so you can extract them before. So you can start a hackathon with no using code words. It's not really needed. It's very convenient, but it's not that important. Okay, and then you get a red. And when you get a red, in this case, you can consider the kata is set. It's already set. Okay, and this is a good moment to run new k minus one. The idea is to new k minus one. The idea is to pass the phase, execute it. We execute this, okay? Here we are, yes. And what happened? You can get another instructions, okay? And automatically there is a commit. Okay, when you not only create a skeleton, but you get your first red, a starting point to the kata, and you need to compose a solution. In this case, multiply A B equal, and what you first of all you need to think about this, because there is no only one method to do this, as you can see later. Imagine you use compose a very simple solution. Okay, let's compose a solution. Okay, and maybe this is the simplest solution, okay? Multiply AB equal A asterisk B. And when you alter P, meta P saves all the files, okay? You get a green, you pass the test. You pass all the tests. And then the next step is to cataficate your code. This is the central, the main. This is the most important thing about katas: the catafication of the code. And the idea is try to modify this code. Using your imagination to convey some extra meaning, some artistic, whatever you like, whatever you do is correct if obviously pass the test. So in this case, please think for a minute about what you can do with this test. It's interesting because some people do with some agility, and some people get stuck with a simple idea because they don't. They can imagine what can they do with this. Okay, so one thing you can do is every people, every single person have her, he have an idea about this. My way, I can imagine this in two parts, separated by the equal. Okay, so this is. But other people maybe think other thing. But if you imagine this, two sides. Okay, this one side and this one side. So maybe you can enter. You can insert and enter. And break the line in two. So this is what I do here. And well, it's an option, but you can cataficate the code in other ways, okay? And that's the idea, because I cataficate in this way, another cataficate in another way, and it's perfect because I can evolutionate my thoughts about this, because maybe later I can find other better ways. But in this case, the important thing is compile, so it's okay. Validate your code at the CodeWars website, okay? And fetch extended test from CodeWars. The idea is when you validate the code in CodeWars, okay? When you validate this this code, you can get you pass not this very simple test, okay? But this extra tests. These are arbitrary and based on property test. But the problem with this is there is a spoiler, so it's not convenient to show this code until now. Okay, it's more fun if you hide this this extra test. Obviously, because you can think and have the opportunity to resolve by yourself, okay? So when you validate your code in CodeWars, you get the extended test, okay? Viewing in solutions, a button, and viewing in show kata test cases section. We'll see this later. Okay. And then update your local copy of the test. Okay, this is, I updated this. Okay, and here we are the extra test. Okay, 100 new tests based on this line. Okay, based on property. This is Haskell. Okay, very simple. Based on property, you can almost read this without, because it's very simple, okay? The idea is you don't need to use any documentation. You remain only in this IDE. Okay, the idea is not to look for any documentation outside this. Here, okay, and when you get this point, you can run new K minus two to commit your solutions. Okay, new K minus two, and you commit this. And what happened when you commit this? Obviously, you need to enter a commit message, okay? Enter a commit message. In this case, I put only an asterisk because the code is very simple and I don't know, but you can put whatever you want, Okay, very. But the idea is not to get stuck in this. Is you the kata is the Haskell kata. The idea is to do it in a very agile way. Okay. So here we are, and when you commit this. When you commit this, okay, what am I, yes, this is the exit of the, here is your commit, okay? The solution, your solution is in the 00 branch, okay? And you put an asterisk, so you can get the, you can see the asterisk, okay? And the idea is you incorporate the arbitrary the extra test you incorporate this to your test, okay, automatically. And of course, in this point, you get us a fresh start. And what is the first and I read, what is the first the fresh start? Well, this is the rest of the messages, so you can see what happened. Yes, you create these branches. Well, the idea is you put the important is 00 is your solution, 01 is the other code, 02 other code, that's the idea. Here. And, okay. And you switch to a new branch, 01. Okay. Here. And what's the start for this branch? You can see it's starting a fresh start. It's a fresh start, and you get when you pass this in code words, you get other solutions. These are solutions from other people. Okay, very different, and it's very refreshing seeing that some solutions are very elaborated and very different, and you can learn from these solutions. Okay, this one is the most. Yes,
there's a question in the chat of whether using a plus a plus a plus a multiple times would pass a test.
We're now unmuted. Perfect. The idea is, of course, this method invite you to do this kind of experiments, because okay, put this here and try it. Copy, put whatever you want and. LP and see what happened. It's very easy to the system invite you to do this, okay? And that's the idea. You can get these little experiments on the way, and it's very easy, because when you copy one solution from other people or from other words. You can put here, and you can see. Okay, this way I put this, and obviously it compiles. Obviously, it's a solution. So so the normal situation is the code. You don't get stuck. You don't get stuck in never. Excuse me. You don't, you can't, and if you make some mistake, okay, some terrible mistake, you can always undo what you and get a safe state. Okay, so you don't get, you never get stuck using this system. So it's very easy to whatever who is interested in programming, because this method is based on observation and experimentation using a test. Okay, it's like a scientific method. Okay, and it's very very interesting because of the language. Because look at this piece of code. Very interesting. This when you if you can see the difference, you can see the difference here. Okay. First of all, you the parameters A and B disappear. Okay, first of all, and then well, it's easy to revise. Okay, because this you can see what happened very easily, and well, it's very convenient using Haskell. Next, and of course, the next is cataficate the code. In this case, I continue using my strategy to break the line from using some specific points. In this case, unequal. Okay, and yeah, very nice, because multiply by accident is placed exactly behind. And Haskell use the idea is you can replace when you see multiply by this. it's very well. It's Haskell. the idea is there are some meaning. You can't express what the exact name of this, but there is you experiment mathematics in some way. Because there are a specific word and definition behind this, but you don't need to read the definition and understand the definition. You can only see the idea, and you understand the idea in a non-formal way. And that's the power of this approximation, because it's easy to the word not easy, it's this way. let's continue, please. Okay, and of course the next one is the next phase is new K. You cataficate, okay, I just cataficate this code, and then pass the phase using new k minus 3. Okay, new k minus 1, minus 1 is to set up the codes, the katas. New k minus 2 is to set up my your solution, okay, and get the extra test, and new k minus 3 is work with the other with other solutions from the people. Okay, so and it's very refreshing, because it's very adequate for a hackathon, because all people can participate. Okay, here is okay, again enter a commit message. Okay, I put SE an asterisk SE, because well, I think when I see this kind of of code. I think well, it's a convention, but you can only put copy this because it's very simple, and you can well, whatever you do is okay, even if you left this in blank at the beginning. Okay, but and it's fast. You put some information here as a commit, and then. And then pass the phase, and if, and when you commit, you get the commit here, okay, and a new fresh start. Take another one, and that's it. That's the idea behind Haskell Katas. For if you are interested in Haskell Katas, you must know it's free, 100% free software. Okay, it's only new K is a bash script. You can read. Well, it's a moment. Okay, is here. Okay, is here, and you can revise the code and even improve. There is an installer. You can revise and you can improve if you like. And it's very simple and very hackable. You can because of there are simple ideas and simple instructions behind this code, especially because because a lot of free software behind, I'm using a lot of good software behind this. Yes, I would pass the test. Someone is asking me if A plus A would pass the first two tests. Of course, that's a good question, okay? But if you and it's correct, it's perfectly correct. Let's see here. If you put here AB and equal A multiply A, the first two tests you pass the first two tests, but not the third one. This is exactly what happened in science. You get some results, but from time to time you understand there are more science behind this. This is perfect. It's not a problem when you get the first when you pass the first. When you think the solution is one, and then you understand the solution is not that, because in this case you obviously these are the arbitrary numbers, and you can't pass this. So it's like life, it's like science. So I think it's a good idea. And of course, it's please for everyone. This is a simple script. You please copy, read, modify. That's the idea behind free software, to share and to. And if you one interesting thing about this is what's the best way to learn a programming language? I think from some people, the best way is a good book, a good class, a good classes. Okay, that's the best. But not all people not all people think that, and for good reasons. But these people who is too difficult reading a book, it's too difficult to follow a class, this approximation is very, very useful, because the core of this is to make art with the code, okay? To play with code, okay? And you can see a lot of concepts, especially when you use Haskell, and you can. The idea is only to using your observation powers. Observation powers is behind all this method, and this is very, very simple code. Okay, and it's very fast to experiment. You only copy this. Copy, put here, and make your obviously the first one. The first thing is pass the test, because these are solutions. All of these are solutions, so pass the test, and then you can experiment, move the code. Even when you are more expert, you can do things like refactor. Refactor the code. It's and these refactors are based on what you previously see, because this is code very, very fresh for you. It's better when you really. Face to this new code and surprised by the code, and this code works, and why this, and you experiment, and that's the idea behind the Haskell Katas. But the most important thing is, please download the installer. Install the Haskell the Haskell Kata environment, so, and use NewK, and take advantage of Haskell Kata hackathons. If you can do this not in a hackathon. Hackathon is probably the best environment for Haskell Katas, but you can do this alone using the power of this the other people's solutions, getting this from CodeWars. Okay. So you can do alone, you can do with other people, and have fun and understand. Well, you can run this example. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Let's do this. Please, what's the way to show my desktop, please?
So if you stop your slide share, you can directly share your screen. There should be a button as presenter at the bottom of the thing to allow you to share your screen directly and not just share the slides. Please unmute. I can hear you.
For now on.
Let's give Ronaldo a few seconds to get back.
You are now unmuted. You can see this?
Yep. Yep. You might want to make it a bit larger.
Perfect. So I'll a live explanation. Okay. Control meta key to open a terminal. New K. Let's do this bigger. Okay. Here. Okay. This is my tree scale. Okay, well, somewhere. Okay. New K. Here we are. You can copy this line. Shift Control C. Shift Control V. The canvas is named. Can you also enlarge the font? Okay. Enlarge the font. Of course.
Thank you.
Here? Okay.
Excellent. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. You can. Okay. There is a comment. You can write whatever you want. Apply. Okay. And start. You can proceed. Okay. Yes. That's the idea. Okay. It's fast. Okay. Perfect. Yes, that's it. Now you can open your. You can open. Oh, excuse me. Wait a minute. Here. Yes, you can. This is a navigator. Of course, you can show the shift meta P. You can show the whole environment, okay? And you can, here, yes, and copy this into here, okay? And this is, you can see in CodeWars, okay? Very familiar, okay? Look, they use int, okay, instead of integer, okay? And these are the instructions. Don't read, because in the end, like in life, this is what is really important. The test, okay? The tests are important. The instructions less, because okay. So this is what you do. If you make a pass, a try, give a try using this button test, okay? Compiles, okay? You compile. Look. And it doesn't pass the test, okay? This multiply 77 equal 49 is this one, okay? You can see? This one is this one, okay? A message, a string, okay? And obviously, if you, make this and try, an error, because it doesn't compile, okay? It's different, this from this, okay? Test. Okay, this is our red, okay? But you can use, convey a solution. Make A, B, and well, what happened if I, okay? Okay. Yes, because it's not the because Haskell use take advantage of the test of the types. Okay, it's different the type int from integer. Integer is from all the concept of integers. Okay, but int is only based on the integers on your computer. The standard integers on your computer. Your computer can deal with integers, but not in a very simple way. And what's the problem with this? Let's make the test here and. Okay, wait a minute. Okay, excuse me. Okay, test. Sorry, I simply don't. Okay, so pass the test, int or integer. You can distinguish between int or integer, but you need some specific test to do this. Haskell could distinguish perfectly, but if you don't put the correct or the specific test, you can't in this case pass. So both are correct using this test, right? And obviously, you can attempt. You this is a green. Have all the days, and you attempt the press this, and obviously this is correct. So great, you made it. Refactor, command your solution. Okay, but one important thing is it's slow. Because obviously you depend on the computations on the internet on the cloud, okay. But using NewK, you use your own computer to this, and then you. You can submit this solution, okay? You submit these solutions and look, these arbitrary numbers are pass 2. So you can submit this, okay? And this is description, don't read, test cases. These are the button you have to press to rest. Yes, this button. Test cases, okay, and here you are. This is the extra specific arbitrary based on property test, okay, very important. And the test you can work with this one. There are a lot of. Look at this, a very, very curious way to do this, to get a solution, okay? Another very, 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 maybe one in, very interesting, maybe here. This one, very, very curious. And you can copy these. Maybe let's do this. Copy this, okay? Copy this. Okay. Shift meta P and excuse me. Let's do very fast. Multiply here. You can put int from int to int. Okay, to int. You can do this only by copy paste. Okay, and of course, excuse me. And here you can. Okay, get from the test here. Okay, yes, this test. Wait, excuse me. Here. Okay. Maybe a good idea is to replace this. Okay. And LP, okay. This is a red, it's perfect, okay. This is a red. So new K minus one, okay. This is a good start, okay. First red, and then compose a solution. That's the point, compose a solution. Oh, okay. I forgot to put here a B. Okay, no problem. Okay, LP. You can revise the code. This is a solution. It's green, so you can. You can validate your code and code the words. Get fetch the extended test. Let's get the standard test. Okay, that's the working on this here from integral. Okay, it's a warning. It's not. You can maybe delete because it's very strange when you. You can experiment on the fly, so it's a good idea. This obviously passed the test, perfect. Okay, so that's the idea. You experiment. It's very, very, very fast. And whoops, oh sorry. Here and view solution, kata test update. Okay, new K minus two, new K. Minus two, okay. Yes, please enter the message with maybe multiplication. Maybe you can repeat the message, so it's correct. And then this is your solution and. The next take is take a solution from code words. So you simply take a solution, whatever you want. Maybe let's take one of these. This one is perfect. Okay. You can take this and maybe you can learn from this. Okay. You learn from this. Yes. Okay. This. Is okay. Okay, this is Haskell coding. Okay, and in this way, look at this. This is somewhat cataphicate. Okay, first, second, and third. Okay, so obviously, commenting this is. Like this, okay, and obviously an experiment, it passes the first and the second, well, wait a minute, excuse me, here, it fails, 7749, it fails. Why? Wait a minute. Let's see. Ah, of course. Wait a minute. 1749. Loop. What happened here? Ah, no, no, no. Here. Sorry. sorry. The idea is yes. Okay. Multiply 77 is okay. Multiply 77 is okay. Multiply 11 is okay. Multiply 11 is okay. And obviously, arbitrary numbers fail. Okay. Sorry, this is a problem because you can revise all the text, but you only need the last one. Okay. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. So if you, but another idea is you can delete this because the last one is perfect. It's perfect to get a green. Okay. Maybe. That's the idea, but you can put this in. This is one way to do this. Wait a minute, okay? Let's see. Hello? Hello. Sorry, I can hear you. Hello.
Please continue.
We can hear you.
You are now unmuted.
Yeah, you want to continue? It's okay if I continue with the kata.
Yes.
Any. Okay. So I'm going to continue. Excuse me. Any question?
Just appreciation for the presentation and the live demonstration.
Wait a minute.
You are now unmuted.
Okay, so the idea is this: you can take another, maybe this one is new. The idea is when you get anything new. It's because it's meaningful. Okay, so this is strange. It's slightly, it's very similar to anything you see before, and that is perfect because you can relate this based on your observation. Okay, so get this and copy. Okay, and of course, let's delete. Okay, and oh, perfect. It's called MetaP, and of course, it passes the test. And then you can cataficate this. Okay, you can this one, but maybe it's more clear if I put this this way. It's a way, okay? And let's see. That's maybe, okay, Okay. So look, this is the artistic idea behind. Okay. I imagine there is a parameter here. Only a parameter, not two. And what happened to the other parameter? So logic maybe is implicit in some way. So this is the, well, the, okay. So the idea is, okay. Maybe this here, here. Maybe this is my artistic approximation to this, but other approximations is equally perfect, and you probably evolve this idea and get a style. That's the another idea behind Haskell Katas, to develop a personal style, and is perfect for everyone, because you like some things, you can express these things, etc. Okay, so maybe yes, a parameter, second parameter implicit, and the answer or the result here, and then well, maybe if I can put this way. Okay, but and here obviously I you need to give a try. Okay, quick experiments. Okay. And then maybe seeing this, maybe is A here. Maybe you can put this. Okay. Okay. And maybe let's give a try. Oh, this also work. Okay. This also works. And maybe if I can put instead of A, let's put B. Oh, perfect. Well, and maybe maybe instead of B, another word, but you, it's very simple. And of course, you can undo, okay? So it's very difficult to get stuck in using a Haskell Kata approximation to learn and to express yourself. And look, this is very, very simple source code. You can codificate even the most difficult source code you get, you can imagine, because it's an artistic idea, and you can do whatever you want. Obviously, it must compile, but you can do a lot of things with this and play with this. It's very, very, very easy, very fast. That's the idea behind Haskell Katas. And of course, you can look whatever. Look at this. Very, very curious. Okay, you can copy of. Okay, well, my idea is not maybe it's a good idea to follow the instructions. No, because if you follow the instructions, you. Okay, codificate. You can document what you are doing. Okay, maybe it's a good idea to first of all save, because it's Alt P. Okay. Okay, Alt P, and then new K -3. Okay. Commit maybe it's faster if I simply copy the this as a reminder. Okay. Okay. And start with a fresh idea. Okay. 7. Okay. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can copy this. Let's see. Ta-ta-ta-ta. Yes. Okay. Here we are. And maybe, okay. Perfect. And reading on the next step, you take a solution and cataficate code. Now, my approximation, maybe here, okay? And maybe, and there's another strange operand or so, maybe another return. And maybe another key here, yes. Maybe this. I think this is too much. Okay, this is too much. But maybe it works. Maybe let's see. Let's experiment. So it's correct. It's correct, Haskell. But maybe it's too much. So I think it's better to understand this. Okay, and maybe when you. When you work on a more code, or even if you remember from this, okay, when you use a do, okay, there is something like a block, okay? So you can use your observation to figure out that do is something who start a block, okay? Okay, it. In this case, okay? So maybe, but the idea is you don't need to force this observation, okay? Okay, wait a minute. Oh, sorry. Here, so maybe if this is a block, maybe you can do this. Okay? Or even this. Well, okay. So maybe it's correct and it's very easy to read because if you can see it's very very a narrow column, so it's very easy to read vertically, okay? From maybe ta 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 ta, okay? So and this one, and you can maybe comment something because this import is something new. Maybe you can. Okay, when you comment this is not. Okay. Okay, the idea is to make, of course, it doesn't compile. It because if you comment this, okay, and the idea is exactly this. You experiment, and it's perfect for a. For a nearby, okay, and that's the idea. Of course, the code is cataficate for me, and then you use new k minus 3 to pass this code. Okay, commit message maybe from maybe or from. Maybe okay. Start from maybe, and of course you see Nadu. I do okay. Maybe and fresh start, and when you you can. Of course, this is a. Wait a minute. What's the way to increase the Well, you can well, This is a regular window, so you can place it when you like, wherever you like, and you can make bigger, increase the size. I don't know how to make this, but here, so you can show fast. So maybe you can. Okay, so you can revise this. Okay, very easily. Okay, you can. with other colors. Okay. Not you can.
So you have another 5 minutes.
Excuse me. Repeat again, please.
4 minutes.
Oh, okay. So, if I have 4 minutes, my it's a moment, maybe. Press aquí. Okay. Yes. If I have okay. If I have 4 minutes, my main idea is please fork the code, try to collaborate, increasing copy, use it, and give it a try. And if you are interested in this, please contact me or even create a community behind this, whatever you want. I like collaboration with this, so please read the code. It's a simple script, and install in your machines, and that's it. That's only what I have to do. Please give me some information about this.
Thank you. So several questions. First one is, can UK work with languages other than Haskell? And related to that, other text editors in addition to Emacs?
Well, my idea is to I'm a programmer, so I use other languages, but in this time I have only eyes for Haskell because it's a very, very interesting language and very easy to learn using this. And there are very good books and classes around this. The ecosystem is very huge. There are a lot of people behind this, very friendly. There is a big hackathon, European hackathon. I live in Spain, Madrid, and I really enjoy Zuriak. It's free for no. It's the idea is you don't need any inscription. It's free for everyone to get to Switzerland, and it's not as expensive as initially you mean, because you can, there is a what's the name You can stay there in a tent, in a camping. So it's very affordable. I really love the people there, and there are, and I think around the world, in the States and in other places, Haskell is a very, very interesting language and very, very adequate to academia and functional programming. It's a nice language, and it's perfect, especially because it's perfect for Haskell-Kata approximations. My name. This is my. I'm not a teacher. I work in the IT department. But I am really open to, and please modify the code. It's for you, it's for everyone. I think, and I think it's behind this is there are a lot of it's more ambitious, the idea behind this, because it's in the end is something that not collide with books and with classes. It's a good complement and very adequate to it's an idea very curious. I think for my part, thank you very much for your patience. I am very pleased doing this with all of you. And please contact me whenever you want.
So thank you very much, Ronaldo.
Thank you very much, Ronaldo.
And demonstration.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very helpful. We look forward to trying out and contributing to the material.
Perfect. Next time, it would be great if everyone have a copy installed into the computers and do a hackathon this way.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.
And your instructions are very helpful.
Excuse me. Please get available the slides and everything. And everything. I think the slides, the rest of the documentation, these files are available in the are available here. Here, okay. In the doc on the doc directory.
We're a little over time, but there's, I guess, a further question. What is a katas?
Okay, a kata is some style doing programming exercises. This is more or less a kata. And the idea is to do it convenient form for your understanding. That's the idea. The kata is not only resolve a problem, but to convey another learning. Haskell. Coding Wars uses a very strange approximation to katas, and the idea is to make the same problem using a lot of languages. But obviously, this is not for beginners. And I think the approximation using only one language, one specific and very adequate language like Haskell, I think is better than repeat the same exercise using a lot of languages. Okay.
Thank you. So I think with that, we're out of time. There should be a recording of this available, and the slides are also available. Thank you very much, and thank all the people who attended and participated.